Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You want to create the need first.
Yes.
They might think like, oh, we're just going to eat.
Because everybody comes in hangry.
Yes.
Okay, so you prey off of that hangry.
Correct. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we are revisiting the art of upselling.
Yeah.
A topic we first tackled back in season 1, episode 25. It is time to learn how to upsell effectively. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Man, I re-listened to that episode that I just referenced. It was 21 minutes. It's so wild. Like, I don't really listen to like the old ones, you know, season one. It's such a, we're so serious and, you know, it's.
Why so serious?
It's a different listening experience.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But we left some meat on the bone there.
Okay, good.
You know, it was very general and now we're going to get right into more in depth of the art of upselling.
Tackling the upsell.
That's right. And... You know, when you're talking about selling as a server, we're not selling copy fax machines with features and things like that. And what do you feel about the word selling, really?
I'm not really big on it.
I don't like it either. We're more like a tour guide or a travel agent.
Exactly. We're trying to read your needs.
Yes, we want to read your needs. We want to investigate what is it that you're here for.
Exactly.
And then match you up. We're a matchmaker.
Exactly.
Selling, it's a business.
Yes. I mean, we are in sales, but the idea of selling, we're trying to match you up what fits you best. And there's certain people that are easy to quote-unquote upsell.
Yes.
And there are certain people who exactly know what they want.
Correct. You don't want to sell something to someone that you're not going to take advantage of them.
Yeah, that's my biggest issue. I don't like to take advantage of people. Like,
correct.
There's a lot of people, you know, that, not a lot, but there's people definitely out there that, like, oh, you know, I sold XYZ and I'm in my head, I go, yeah, but I did half the check and made a bigger tip.
They're gonna resent you in the end.
Exactly.
If you on your journey of being a tour guide and they just said, oh, I just want something light and quick, and you hit them with the sea bass.
Yeah.
They're gonna resent you, and then that resentment is less tip.
Exactly. It goes out on your money.
So your check average was up, but
we want balance on both.
Yes, money in the restaurant's pocket, money in our pocket.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna teach you how to do that. It's not being, you know, heavy-handed. I've had that. Obviously, I didn't fall for it. But don't try to just sell me stuff just because it's on your menu and it has a high price. That's not only is that lazy, it's inconvenient to all.
Exactly.
If you want to, if I talk to you and you're like, man, I'm in the mood for a burger. If I had a burger, I'll sell it to you.
Yeah, and they'll hit you with a. No, how about you get the tomahawk steak for $119?
Exactly.
I said a burger to you, man.
Yeah. So then what does that tell you? I'm in the mood for meat. You know, I'm in the mood for something, whatever, handheld. Or when you're in the mood for a burger, I used to tell people this. If you're in the mood for a burger, get a burger.
Yeah, get a burger.
Don't talk to me about selling you on the chicken.
Yeah, I don't need
or
to.
Or this dish.
You know what you want.
You know what you want.
Get yourself a burger.
And then you can upsell
exactly
bacon or, you know,
yeah,
put shrimp on that.
Yeah, all across the board, or get them an appetizer at that point, you know.
Correct. I agree with that. So the first part of selling is listening.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to know what they're in the mood for, what their circumstance is?
Because you want them to come back. And then once you got them there and they trust you,
mm-hmm.
then you can really do some real serious selling across the board.
Yes. However, that to me, coming back is a byproduct.
Absolutely.
You don't want to put the cart before the horse and say, I want you to come back.
No.
You still got a job to do.
No, yeah, you got to take care of them across the board.
So if you did everything right, you have a chance for them to come back.
Yes.
They have so many options. You don't know, maybe we're in a different situation, right, as far as you and I. I may work at a place where it's leans towards more of an occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So they may come when they're celebrating a promotion. They may come when they're celebrating a birthday or something like that. How many birthdays are you going to have within the year if that's your purpose of coming to
Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe four if you're depending on your household.
Yeah. And I say it all the time. Yes, I want you to come back. That's just a general, you know, salutation type of thing. That is they're going to come back. Given you show them a good time. So that to me is a byproduct, and it's not in the forefront. It's going to take care of
itself. My place, it's a little bit different. I'm on the beach, mm-hmm. and that might be one of the only restaurants. People come back to my restaurant 3 or 4 times in their one trip.
True. I remember that. Yeah.
So you might get a person that came in one time, and then they'll be there, you know, for the rest of their trip kind of thing. So it's easier for me to flip it on the other end.
Yeah. I agree. Now, when I'm at the table, and they're a blank slate, mm-hmm. meaning they say, oh, what's good? Mm-hmm. You know, and I used to resent that that question. Oh, what's good? Ugh. You know, what do you like? It doesn't matter what I like. But I embrace it now. I inevitably ask them, what are you in the mood for?
Yeah.
You know, why are you here?
Exactly. Like you said, you should ask what they're in the mood for,
mm-hmm.
what their palate's kind of going for that day. And you know in your head what your favorites are.
Yes. And you want to have at least two.
Exactly. Like on my menu, I have 5, 3 are seafood.
Okay.
And then 2 are in the land area. This way, depending on what they like, they have options across the board.
Okay.
And they're always staples. They're consistently good.
Now, when you say you have 5, do you recite all 5 every time?
Only when they ask. Say,
okay.
Now,
are you answering?
What I ask is, what are you torn between? And if what they're telling me is in my 5,
okay,
I immediately go with what the one out of that they're saying. You know what I mean? Now, and they'll be like, oh, well, what do you like? Then I tell them my 5.
Okay. Now, your 5, that's just selling. Now we're talking about upselling, though, mm-hmm. right? So in the case of upselling, you're talking about upselling and they're more premium dishes than the others?
They are on the higher end of the spectrum, but they're also the most consistent. I'm going mm-hmm. for consistency, quality, and, you know, like, I know what dishes go back and what don't. I want you, when you try this, be like, hey, I came here for this exact dish. I'm one of those people where I go to a restaurant, and if I like a dish, I'm getting it every time.
Same.
So,
100%.
I want to give that person that experience because I know these dishes are that solid. And my 5 are consistently where if they come in, they know that it's going to be that level of quality each time.
Okay.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
That makes sense because now to upsell, you got to sell.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're selling. And I know it's a kind of an overused phrase. Sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about how you sell.
Okay.
When you're selling something, like you have your 5, I don't go as much as 5. If I have 5 specials, I'm sorry. I don't care if the chef's
listening. No. Well, 5, I don't even talk about, yeah.
No,
my 5 is on the menu.
Yeah, on the menu, off the menu. My whole point is 5 is about the limit of...
5 is almost too much.
Thank you.
I'm not arguing that fact, but I wanted something that had a little bit of balance on both ends of the spectrum without being, because like, I believe your restaurant's very heavy seafood. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if I was something like that, I would probably only have 2 because I know, you know, these are my bangers and I'm good with that.
What I was getting to was, because I'm not teaching people about my restaurant.
No.
Okay, so more other restaurants may be more steak, or they may be balanced, exactly, or whatever the case may be. What I'm saying is five of anything is too much to get someone's attention and to sell something. You want to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, what I would do is two to three.
Two to three is perfect.
Two to three of which you have amazing descriptive mm-hmm. words for. And just by the mere exposure, people, it's the spotlight effect.
Yes.
Okay? What they see is that's why they're impulse buys or anything. That's why they're commercials. Why do any of us want something we never even heard of?
Because we see it.
We saw it.
Yes, when we see it in our mind, whether it's told to us
mm-hmm.
or we see it physically, we see it. We see that picture of what we're trying to get.
Yes. So find, now hopefully have a strong menu. Now we're just talking about selling here.
Now I also paint the picture, like what you're about to say before. You were just talking about, so with the two, let's say there's two and mm-hmm. I make them, oh, well, which one do you like? And I say, if both their choices are on my top five, mm-hmm. I'll explain both choices.
Yeah.
Like I'll give them the full breakdown so it's visual in their head.
Yes.
And then they can make the choice from there.
I'm in complete agreement with you. The two that I sell, whatever you're choosing out there to sell, make sure that you can describe it. It doesn't really even matter if it's that good. If it's that good and you can't describe it, you're going to lessen their experience mm-hmm. because you didn't even sell it.
Exactly.
You know, it might be good, but it's going to be really, really good if it matches up with
exactly what you told them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And now we're going to talk about your descriptive words, selling the sizzle and not the steak. Don't sell the ingredients.
No.
Sell the experience. Sell the idea. I'm an idea man.
Yeah. Like how they're seeing it. Like, let's say the dish is layered.
Correct.
You start from the bottom and you build up.
Yes.
Or it's, you know, there's so many different options out there, a way to describe things.
Yes. You want to talk about how it's built.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, layered. The textures, the flavors, the smells.
Mm-hmm.
Or, sorry, not smell, aromas. You know, and those are the keys to selling. So your best described dish. Remember Rob Dub? Rob Dub?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember how he used to sell the scallops? he likened the scallops to Jessica Alba.
Yes.
They were brown. They were sweet.
Yeah.
It was something you would always remember.
He used to hit you with it was an orgasm in your mouth. Okay. Did you remember that one?
I don't remember that one, but I don't put it past him. And it may sound silly, and I don't want you to go around describing, you know, food as women necessarily, but that was just his way.
Yeah.
And he was good at selling because he was very descriptive.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he was very descriptive. I used to describe dishes by days of the week.
Okay.
All right. So when a guest will sit with me and they'll say, oh, how is the so-and-so pasta? And I said, you came here for a pasta? That's like Tuesday. Tuesday,
right? It's like a Tuesday.
Yeah. I said,
it's Friday, baby.
Yeah. I said, the sea bass is Saturday night.
Yeah.
Here, you know, and they, it sounds silly, but I would describe it as Saturday night and they got it.
Yeah.
You don't go out to eat for something that you could easily prepare at home. Right? Yes. Because you're paying money for it. I don't care if the dish costs $10.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably two at the store if you put it together and make it right. Come on now. Don't go out for a Tuesday. Go out for Saturday night.
Yes.
So I'd grade it that way.
I like that.
They're your best, the spotlight effect, whatever you put that spotlight on, mm-hmm. that dish, the fact that you're talking about it, they're halfway there.
Yeah.
And then you focus on I want you to pay attention to certain things like your body language, your pacing. The pace of your voice while you're describing things matters. If you pause, the timing, I should say, the timing of when you respond to the question. There are two ways to do it. Oh, how is the sea bass? If you hesitate,
you're like, ah.
They're gonna take that as a negative.
If you hit them with, they're off the rip, like, oh, it's not good, huh?
No, exactly. Now, if you hesitate, But I notice I didn't say if you pause, because it's a slight difference. Mm-hmm. When you pause, you're holding back to move forward, and you say, well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You know? Also, the tempo and gestures. I usually use a pen. I have my pen, and I point with the pen, not necessarily at the menu, but I would gesticulate mm-hmm. with the pen. And that is a trick to as a sign of importance.
Yeah.
So use all those tools to your disposal. Like when you're thinking about something, you change your body language. You get excited about something, yeah. you change your body language, and they respond to that.
Absolutely.
You, body language also in your face and the way you smile when you talk about a dish.
Yeah.
It's selling. You mm-hmm. sell that stuff. You don't just use I am encouraging you to use your words, but not words only.
Yeah.
And then they're going to say, oh, you're right.
Yeah, because I know personally, mm-hmm. let's say they say something and I'm like, I'll crack the little smile and be like, now you're talking my language.
There you go. You
know, right yes. there.
Yes.
You've already established that connection.
Yes. Yes. You pause, you smile.
Yeah.
And sometimes I say, done. You know, how's the steps? Done. Right. Next. And they go, what? It's like, you're getting it.
Oh, you know? You're in.
And you're in.
You're in.
Don't overthink this now.
You've already made the right decision.
Exactly.
Let's not pull back.
Exactly. And now when you come to the words, you use your selling words. You talk, you describe the method of preparation. Mm-hmm. You describe the textures and the tastes. And as the travel agents, once you get an idea of where they want to go, you create the perfect vacation for them. So first, you want to listen. How are you going to listen? Right? You're going to ask questions.
Absolutely.
You're going to find out, oh, we mentioned earlier, what are you in the mood for? You know,
overhearing their conversation, like, yeah, if they're getting wine, are they pairing? What are they going to mm-hmm. do? You want a red or a white? You know, you're trying to figure out all these little things and nuances that people like. Do you like this? Or there's little questions here and there that can really bring out what they're talking about. And it's really good I'm good at overhearing conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can be at another table and kind of tune into a table behind me and pop and be like, how'd you even know I was thinking about that?
Ah, look at you. All right. I don't do that. I tend to be a singular focus type of person yeah. when it comes to that. But that's a good trick. Good method. Is you're going in warm. It's like a warm yeah. lead. You already
I
know.
I use my Sherlock Holmes.
Rook to knight three. So now that we talked a little bit about selling, upselling is taking the opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now you're a creator. Now let's just say you create a connection.
Yeah.
That's your opportunity to sell. When you are creating a connection, it's a matter of trust. You establish a rapport with them.
Mm-hmm.
You chit-chat with them. You welcome them. And that's, you can establish rapport in such a short amount of yeah. time with the eye contact, with just standing in, you know, relative to them, you stand next to them.
Mm-hmm.
I in some cases where I would like to establish rapport, I'll move about the table. So I'm standing next to the person that I want to speak.
Yeah.
Then it's the cue to the others to speak while I'm standing next mm-hmm. to them so that they're not cross-talking. I turn to the person, I stand next to them. And I don't always do it, but it's just a device for when I need to be in control at that particular
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll make sure that that's their cue. And if they don't say, I'll gesture with my hand to say,
I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm still speaking
I'm
with,
still with this
person. Yeah, exactly. And then I'll move about that way. That was a little clumsy for me to describe because it tended to be a little bit visual for me anyway.
You're going through it in your head.
I was going through it in
my head. I saw you in your head. I saw you.
And also in creating the in the connection, it's a matter of expertise.
Yeah.
So you have to know your dish. You have to mm-hmm. know your experience. Your menu.
Absolutely.
Know what drinks.
And I think this is one of the things we talk about leveling up is understand your menu, and you don't need to know everything, but you should have your core groups that you can explain perfectly.
There are always going to be gaps. Not always. They shouldn't be, but let's get real. You know, sometimes there's gaps. There's gaps for me. And you want to pave over that pothole with confidence.
Yes.
Not deception, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll pretend I'll know and I don't know.
Yeah.
And then when I do find out, I'll let them know I was mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was wrong. It actually comes with this. Yes. Or I was wrong. We do have that. Or I was wrong. We don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at a 50-50 shot that I'm still,
in the game.
In the game with the expertise checkmark there. Also, your opportunity to sell is creating importance. Importance to the person mm-hmm. that you're speaking to, the importance of the occasion of why they're here. So you did your front work in your investigation, why they're here. Maybe they're not celebrating. Maybe it's just a night out.
Yeah.
That's something.
Absolutely.
And that's important. And you want to make sure that they feel important. I don't care what level of restaurant you work at. In order to be trusted with banging them over the head with extra, a side of shrimp with this or a lobster tail with
the fillet with all their little extras,
you have to
or even
feel
upgrading
important.
The liquor, even any of those.
Yeah,
liquors. You know, you need to have. They want to have that they have the faith that you know what you're talking about.
Yes, yes. So the occasion might dictate the level of importance,
mm-hmm.
but you can also create that level of importance. You can always say. Sometimes I say, oh, we're going to have a good time tonight. Or, the little lady sometimes, if there's a child, oh, you're going to go first. You find those
opportunities. Oh, yeah, exactly. Those and we have spoken about that on other shows where, even how we talk about how we greet a table and all mm-hmm. those little things. Those things go a long way.
Yeah, I think it was the last show we just did. We talked about ladies first and mm-hmm. things like that. And that celebrates both the lady and the man.
Exactly.
You know, because sometimes we forget. I know that maybe a couple, the guy doesn't necessarily think that much and he just orders first. But when he's interrupted and say, hey, let the lady go, you remind him mm-hmm. of why you're together in the first place.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Now you create the experience as well. In creating the experience, that is a huge opportunity for upselling.
Absolutely.
Because experiential things you spend more money on
mm-hmm.
when you otherwise wouldn't. If it's an ordinary dinner, why get a...
You're spicing up their life right now.
Yes. Why get that celebratory glass of anything?
Exactly.
You know? It doesn't call for it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you lean on that experience,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we're here for you.
Yes.
Okay,
And it loosens them up.
Absolutely.
They are ripe for the sell.
Yeah, they're ready.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, all of it. I'll take all of it.
They were going to get waters and a burger. Now they're having a filet and a bottle of wine.
Yes, exactly. And it's for you to suggest it.
Yeah.
How would you like to celebrate? Oh, we were just going to...
Yeah.
It's a night out. Oh, welcome.
Yeah, we're here for you.
What we're having.
Yeah, talk to me.
Loosen up them buttons.
Exactly.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And then the final, which I think is a final opportunity to upsell, is to create that meal for them.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be on the menu, and we're damn sure not doing it for free, but we're going to create that menu, that add-on,
mm-hmm.
that dish. sometimes they say, oh, you know, I was, do you still have the blah, 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 blah? And you say, oh, let me see, let me talk to the chef and see what I could do.
Exactly.
Really what you're doing is putting something together that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're not trying to recreate that dish for whatever, whatever.
No.
But we want to, and we're not even interested in recreating the dish. We're interested in, it's almost like when you go buy a car.
Yeah.
And then they leave you in the little room. And then the managers are in the back just having coffee and chilling while you're just sitting there getting impatient. And you come back and you're ready to sign anything. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
I'm just going to walk away.
They leave you there for hours at times. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a wear down tactic.
Yeah.
You wear them down. You know, they feel indebted to you at that point. Okay. That's a very powerful tool. If you walked away, you're taking your time out of what would normally be a shorter transaction.
Yes.
And then you come back with a solution for them. Oh, we could put this together for you.
Exactly.
And then it just shows up on the bill.
Sexy.
Yeah. They're going to agree to that because it's a law of exchange.
In the end, it's what they wanted. Yeah.
It's a law of exchange. Yeah. They feel they owe you at that point. Man, this guy, they're really trying. Him and the chef and everything.
Yeah, he went back there.
Side of this, side of that, put it together. Yes!
And they are special, and they should feel that way.
And so should I. Absolutely. Now, when it comes to selling, upselling on the bar, what are your thoughts? I mean, it's a general question, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, like you said, we're not the kind of people that are going to push our limits.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't want my table. When it comes to the bar, I ask them, hey, what are your, my biggest thing is, what is your preference? What do you drink? Like if you say a vodka soda, do you have a preference on your vodka?
Mm-hmm.
This way I know, and that automatically gets me to, at the bare minimum, it's whatever shots in their head first. Tito's, absolute. So it went from a normal rail drink to a named drink, depending on where they are on the spectrum. It's fine, but it automatically changed the price.
True. That's the classic way of upselling. There's going to be premium levels of most things.
And then there's certain liquors that fit certain drinks. Like, if I'm going to get a cucumber martini, okay, if it doesn't have Hendrix in it, I'm a little upset already. Not, you know,
it's very floral. And
yeah, it fits the drink.
Yeah.
And there's spots, you know, and they say, hey, it can work with other gins, but it doesn't to my... The drink was designed for the certain liquor.
It's a softer gin.
Yes.
You don't want to do something with a dry gin
that's
going to be something soft like a cucumber and things like that. So what I'm interested in is, do you sell like floaters and stuff like that?
Actually, I don't, because we have... So the only drink I would ever add a floater to would be a pina colada, right?
Okay.
But I don't even give them the option. On my menu, there's an ultimate pina colada.
And it has a float.
And it comes with a float.
Okay.
And every other pina colada doesn't exist to me. Okay, this is the one you want.
Yeah.
This is the one you're getting. When you say a pina colada, I'm ringing in the ultimate because I'm giving you that experience. There's no arguing about it.
Gotcha.
And I'm not really here. I'm not going to try to upsell them like on Bacardi or something like that because it already comes with a good floater. I already know that the floater is a premium liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Rum is rum. You know what I mean? I mean, it isn't, but it is when it comes to something frozen.
Okay, so you are correct. Now... Jumping off of that comment, rum is rum, it's one of the least favorite things for me to sell.
Yeah.
Because rum doesn't really have a lot of what you would call standards.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like when you buy a whiskey or a bourbon that has these rules.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of what's considered a whiskey, what's considered a scotch, and where and why and how. Rum is like, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And call it rum.
Sugar, baby.
Exactly. So for me, in upselling, I'd rather sell you another drink than a floater, and I'd rather sell you a drink in a timely fashion.
Absolutely.
So the time to sell a drink is before it is empty.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you wait...
No, you're already behind the eight ball. You want to catch them at the one-third, one-half mark.
Half is too full.
Half is, what's to say, like, in between, let's say, in between
a third
the
to
half,
a quarter.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a quarter to me is almost too, because by the time you get back, that drink's gone.
No. But by the time you get back, you'd have already sold it. I'm saying, like, if you notice.
Oh, yeah.
The point of sale is a third to a quarter.
Yeah.
Anything more than that, they have no need.
No.
And if it's empty, you might see that as an opportunity, but that's an opportunity lost in my mind.
Yeah, because you've already failed them at that point.
And they can live without it.
Yeah, because you've already, like I said, I already don't have it.
Yeah, yes, exactly. My point exactly. They have adjusted to not having it.
Yeah.
And I could do without.
Yeah, I'm okay now.
But once you have that left in the glass, that quarter to a third,
like,
you know.
I have a sip left, and yes, I need another one.
Yes, correct.
Now, that's the key.
That's the time. Now, my favorite things to sell or upsell is scotch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like vodka. Like, vodka is almost like rum to me.
It is.
You know, it's like,
it is.
It's not aged. It's just all you can do is filter that bad boy, and who really cares at that point? And
people with vodka are going to go with what they like or what they know.
Yes.
You know, all you're really preventing from one level or not is the headache they're going to have in the morning, depending on how much they drink.
True. Tequilas.
Tequila you can upsell.
Tequilas you can upsell.
Absolutely.
So my favorites are the whiskeys and the scotches, mm-hmm, and the tequilas and wine, because there's such a range.
Yeah,
because
tequilas, you got smoky, you got, you know, you have.
And you get the aged.
Yeah.
You can sell like a $40 shot of tequila.
Legit.
Like, show me a rum that costs that much that.
It's hard to find.
Available.
It's hard to find.
Right?
They're not really going to, even on high-end restaurants, they're really not going to have your really high-end rums.
Exactly.
You're not, you know, and even then they're not that overly priced.
Exactly. And I'm aware that there's some cognacs and those you can't find everywhere either.
Exactly. And those are going to be harder. You're going to go to a specific spot for that.
Yes.
You know, you're looking at maybe like a cigar bar or somewhere where they're selling that idea of the old school version of cognac or your brandy with your cigar kind of thing. You're already going to a specific location. That's where they're going to have those kind of options.
True. At. So by the time that you sell two rum drinks or two vodka drinks, you could sell one freaking scotch drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to a single malt.
Yeah.
And you can go to a really nice tequila,
mm-hmm,
and that will satisify them. And guess what? If they have another one, you're off to the races.
Yeah.
So I would go, because there's a bigger range there, similar to the wine. Mm-hmm. What a range.
Oh, it's huge. You can start low and you can go high, which is amazing, and really high.
Really high. You know, provided that your restaurant is giving you the tools to do so.
Yeah.
So for me, that's like the secret upsell. That's an upsell in just one particular, mm-hmm, item. And, you know, I am remiss because I lost the opportunity to talk about the words, right? The descriptive words. We did go to selling the preparation,
mm-hmm,
and things like that.
Yeah, looks like I gotta listen to these words.
Let's
go through them real quick.
Let's talk about some action of prep.
Okay.
Preparation words like sauteed,
mm-hmm,
and seared,
mm-hmm,
smoked,
mm,
smashed, whipped, glazed, charred. Those words
are giving you definitions of what you're really dealing with.
Yes, sizzle words. They are action words, and then those things sell.
Absolutely.
We talked about earlier the two dishes that you can describe, mm-hmm, the most. Get these words in there and build the dish. See it in your mind's eye and start from the bottom to the top or the top to the bottom. You want to build with those words, whether you describe it as airy, aromatic, zesty, mm-hmm, wilted. Get to know your dish. Pair those words with, upgrade those words.
Yeah.
You'll be a selling machine. And believe you me, it works.
No, it definitely works.
It works. It works. And it should be in
your
arsenal.
After we finally
got
the duck dish together in our head, it actually sounds really good right now.
If I had a picture of something, I'm a very visual person, I could sell. If you have had a duck dish, I could blow that up big time. Now, we'll leave you on this. You want to give your guests value. Okay, and that's how you're going to be able to justify really mm-hmm. hitting them over the head with certain things. They're going to leave. They're going to thank you for that experience. But if you're not their advocate, don't do it. You know, don't sell them something they don't want.
No.
Or need. Or prepared to buy.
Exactly.
Right? Like, make sure that it's a good match. And
you need to fit your table.
Yes. Yes. In particular, what about appetizers? I know we're all over the place here.
No, it's okay. How do I sell apps?
Yeah.
Apps almost sell themselves, but you always start it off in the original spiel. You know, after you get the drink order or mm-hmm. before you leave the table, can I get you guys something to start with? You know, you keep it simple, but, and then you kind of point them in a direction if they have questions.
Yeah. Now, we've mentioned this before. With the appetizers, I'm very casual with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I talk about you're going to be waiting about 10, 12
yeah.
minutes, maybe 15. Do you want something to nibble on while you're
exactly.
waiting?
Exactly.
Right? And then you start there. You want to create the need first.
Yes.
They might think like, oh, we're just going to eat.
Because everybody comes in hangry.
Yes.
Okay, so you prey off of that hangry.
Correct. Okay. So they're saying like, oh, we're just going to eat real quick, right? We're going to eat. Oh, so it's going to take the chef a little bit to put this together. Are you going to nibble on something while you wait? And then you just watch them.
Yeah.
And then if they kind of sit back a little bit, you're like, oh, yeah. And then you start with the whatever bites you have
mm-hmm.
or this salad, and you can split it, or you can add that. And, you know, I'll do this for you, or we could put this together for you. Not put this together. No, that sounds like problems right there.
It does sound good. I'm glad you retracted that
yes,
statement.
Yes, I did. But, you know, I'm big on, like, if you want to split, you know,
oh, yeah,
salad or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's when they're really on the fence. But if they say, oh, I could go for this, so I tell you what, this is perfect. It's
especially
not too
on
much.
How many you have in your group. Let's say there's a four top. Like, one of my things, I'll be like, hey, I have a couple of appetizers in my mind that mm-hmm. would fit perfectly for this group because it's a little bit bigger. This is shareable.
Yes.
Are keywords. Like,
yes.
This is perfect to share. When there's two people, you can almost get almost any app because you guys can usually share an app, no problem. But when there's more than two, when you get to three and plus,
mm-hmm.
it's you're trying to find dishes that everybody can kind of pick up while they're waiting.
Yes. Now, a big thing that a big mistake that I see that people do is they oversell the apps.
Yes, and then they kill them on, then they mess up on the dinner.
And they mess up on the dinner. If you're going to kill them on the apps, you better get that dinner order right away.
Right away. And then what people love me for, I've done this plenty of times, is they'll start to order and they'll overorder.
Yeah.
And I'll look and be like, hey, I love money and I'm not opposed to getting you what you want,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to be full and I really want you to enjoy this entree. So let's.
Do you say that money? I never mention money.
No, well, not like, you know, I mean, the full. I say the full. I don't want you to be full. I want you to enjoy. And when your entree comes, I want you to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking out for you. I'm not really worried about the money. I usually don't mention, but
okay,
the
I hope
idea
not.
Of what yeah. you're, you know, the idea of in my head is I'm not trying to save them, but I'm not trying to. It's.
I say that sounds like a lot.
Yes.
And if I
think I got lost in my head for a second.
I think so. I wouldn't think that you would do that. But I let them know that I think that's a lot of food.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, let's start with this and this.
And let's see where you are from there.
Yeah. And you can always add on.
That's what I tell people too.
Yeah. You can always add some
more
on.
It takes minutes for me to get you something else. Okay?
Yeah.
I'd rather you be in that, be yeah. happy.
Yeah.
And they usually are. And they usually, that's where the trust comes in as well.
Correct. That's where you're going to hit him with the uppercut later on.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Be on your guest's side, please. And let me know what techniques you have out there.
Yeah.
This is more of a forum than anything else.
Yeah. We want to hear how people level up. We're always looking for new and interesting ways for us to level up.
That's true.
So
we're on this journey too.
Absolutely.
So reach out to us on Instagram at the Modern Waiter Podcast. Follow us there. Get excellent content. And you can always write us. And we get many people writing us
mm-hmm.
and we respond. In a lot of cases, we do reach out and then end up, sometimes it turns into shows.
Absolutely. You know? We get a lot of show ideas from our guests.
Yeah. And we have some of our guests as guests.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners as guests, I should say. And our email is themodernwaiter@gmail.com. Now, if you like our show and would like to see us do well, pass it on to a friend. there's a little button. You can share this podcast if you think it'd be funny or informative to them. And tell them you listen to the Modern Waiter podcast, and it was pretty cool. We do this for you each and every week. We're happy to do it. We're proud to do it. We are in season four officially.
Yeah. And we're in the game, baby.
We're in the game, baby. So we always try to add some things and do something different. Have you any thoughts about how you want to shape the show moving forward?
I mean, I always do, but we'll talk about that, and then we'll reveal it to the audience in a later date.
Okay, sounds good. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVille. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Money is the root of all evil. We are a society that is taught to purchase things. When shit goes bad, you buy a new one. It'll fix it. When you're out there on the corner selling them things, hooked on the dough. How are you getting it? Why are you doing it? 50 make 100, 100 make 2, not get 100 more, nigga, now cop the cue. Get with your man.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.